Hey, good afternoon. So there's a question about whether or not smoking marijuana in public is a threat to other people. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. And the state of Ohio is dealing with this issue. Now, 2 years ago, the state of Ohio, the voters legalized the recreational use of marijuana. But now there is a bill in their legislature that would ban smoking marijuana in public. And I know that there are a lot of people here in New Orleans. Now, it's not legal here, but it's decriminalized to the point where you see people all the time, the French Quarter, sometimes in the Central Business District. They're smoking pot. And I hear a lot of people go, oh, I hate the way it smells. Well, you know, I don't like the way some perfume smells. So, you know, you can't go through life and demand that everything smells good. As I mentioned earlier, you know, some people pass gas. Well, you know, how are you going to ban that? Put a cork in it? So there are going to be things that we smell that we don't like. But then there's some people who say, well, I get a high. I mean, I get a high and I get a headache. Like a few minutes ago, a guy was talking about an extended headache that he got, and a bunch of people that he went skiing with were smoking pot. Well, a lot of people who go skiing, who live at sea level, like here in New Orleans or below sea level, you get a headache when you go to higher elevations. I mean, that is a known symptom of going to higher elevations. And all the teams that play the Denver Broncos or the Denver Nuggets, they have to deal with the difference in elevation. And a headache is a common symptom of being at a higher elevation. So I don't know whether some of these headaches and some of these contact highs are, are just symptomatic of people who think that they're getting high off the weed. I don't know how potent secondhand marijuana is. We have a call into a couple of doctors. We're trying to get a doctor on the air to talk about this. And if you are a doctor, and if you know about this, and you want to contribute to our show, I would love to get an answer from you. Is secondhand marijuana smoke, is it potent enough to get somebody nearby high? And how close would you have to be to actually get high? Is this something that we should worry about here in New Orleans, since a lot of people are smoking pot on the street? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Until we talk to a doctor, and again, if you're a doctor, I'd love to talk to you. Please call into the show. Now, in the meantime, Jerry J-Man Joyner is the host of Weed and Whiskey. It's a TV show and podcast. And J-Man joins us on WWL. J-Man, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. So are you high right now?
Always.
Okay. All right. So look, I'm not promoting it. I just wanted to know your state of mind. So J-Man, do you know if secondhand marijuana smoke is potent enough to get somebody else high?
It's certainly possible, but it's not very probable. Studies have shown that the likelihood of testing positive for THC from secondhand smoke is generally very, very low. But it all depends. Now, you get in a small car and the windows are rolled up and they're really going to town, you're going to breathe enough of that secondhand smoke in to probably test positive. So are we high or are we just irritated because we don't like that smell? Over half a century, I've been using cannabis, and sometimes I don't like the smell of it. I walk around the corner, and there's some guys smoking, so I'm like, whoa, you know. But generally speaking, I don't believe that the secondhand smoke from marijuana, unless it's in a real enclosed environment, is going to affect somebody's THC level in their body.
Yeah, because J-Man, I'd like to know about, after somebody has taken in the marijuana, has taken a hit off the joint, and it's gone through their lungs, and they're blowing it out. I mean, it's been filtered through their lungs. I wonder how much THC is in that secondhand smoke.
Well, there is certainly THC in that secondhand smoke. You know, back in the 70s when I first started doing smoking marijuana, there was a thing called a French-type kiss, where you'd take a big inhale off the joint, put it in your mouth, and you'd blow it in maybe your girlfriend's mouth or something.
I did that.
You go. No, that'll get you high for sure. And that's secondhand smoke. But
let's see, how did I do this? I would take a hit off the joint. I wouldn't inhale it. I would take a hit off the joint and then just blow it in her mouth. I wouldn't take a hit off the joint and then inhale it and then blow it in her mouth.
Oh, maybe somebody else did it the other way.
That's right. I didn't inhale. Yeah. You know, nobody really believed that.
Yeah. So, you know, my wife is not a consumer of smokable THC. She'll eat a gummy every now and then. Yeah. But I smoke, and I smoke in the car sometimes when we're sitting still, not driving down the road. But she doesn't ever feel like she gets high from it.
Yeah. So, so are you kind of a, like, are you aggravating to your wife because you smoke and she doesn't?
No, man, she loves it because it keeps me on a common pathway. I'm a different person when I'm not having THC in my system. But people don't ever think I'm really high. I'm very, very productive. I run several different businesses besides being on the TV thing. And it's been, like I said, 50 years I've been using cannabis.
Wow.
But I smoke a little less now. I'm doing more gummies and some of these drinks and some of the other ways of getting THC into my system.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you find the high comes quicker when you smoke it or when you do an edible?
Oh, absolutely. It comes quicker when you smoke it. That's typically the fastest way to get the THC into your system. People have to be careful with gummies because the THC is fat soluble, so it's got to break down into your body. So if you want the instant thing, smoke a joint.
Okay.
You want to get it fairly quick, drink one of those new THC drinks that are very popular.
Okay.
If you want to wait a little while before you get the onset, but it lasts a lot longer, then it's usually an edible.
Now, you're not getting stoned and doing a lot of driving, are you?
Yeah.
Well, no, J-Man, no, you shouldn't be smoking and driving, dude.
No, you're absolutely right on that. Usually my wife is driving the car or somebody else. I try not to drive very much anymore.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a lot better. Even though I'm not in your area, I mean, that makes me feel a lot better. So what goes on the TV show Weed and Whiskey?
We talk about people, places, and things that have something to do with cannabis. You know, 80% of Americans are in favor in some form of legalization. We've got 25 states that you can adult use buy marijuana. So we bring all those topics and subjects to the forefront, just like what we're talking about today.
Well, what about the whiskey part of the show?
Well, you know, we do that in moderation, too, but we hang out with a guy named Willie Nelson. I don't know if you're familiar with Willie or not, but...
Well, I've said many times that it's difficult for baby boomers to tell their grandkids that smoking pot is bad for you because all they got to do is say, hey, what about Willie Nelson?
There you go. But, you know, he doesn't drink anymore, and he actually doesn't smoke anymore. At 92 years old, he's only doing edibles just because for his lungs. But you asked about weed and whiskey. You know, Willie starts every concert off with Whiskey River, Take My Mind, and he usually ends it with Roll Me Up and Smoke Me. So we kind of follow along with that patron saint there.
Well, where can people see your TV show?
You can go to Sizzling Green TV or Spotify.
Okay, Spotify. And it's a Weed and Whiskey.
Weed and Whiskey TV. Weed and Whiskey News.
All right. So the word from you, Jerry J-Man Joyner, is that you believe that there is enough active THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, in secondhand smoke, that it is possible but not probable that you could get high in the presence of somebody smoking pot.
Yeah, that's kind of it. It just depends on that volume of smoke you're getting into your lungs at that time.
What about the people who are complaining about, well, I was around somebody smoking pot and I get a headache?
Well, you know, there's perfumes out there that can give me, or Giorgio or whatever. I get around that stuff and it gives me a headache instantly. So I certainly think that any kind of strong odor, which certainly cannabis has a strong odor to it, can affect somebody's attitude, which might lead on to that headache.
Right.
But as far as having THC in their system, meaning that they would actually be high, but could you be placebo high? You know, is that what Bill Clinton did?
Well, I think a lot of things are psychosomatic. You know, a lot of people might think, I'm in the present. I'm smelling this pot. I think I'm, you know, you could, with people who take placebos, sometimes they feel like they're high in certain studies, but they're really not high, but their mind made them think they were high because they thought they were taking something that made them high.
Sure. And there's a lot of very, very low-grade THC products out there. Now, they refer to it as THCA, and it's not the same as the potency of just the regular weed that we think about. And I hear a lot of people say that they kind of get a little headache from smoking that stuff because it's got maybe some chemicals.
Well, it's you know, kind of like when I used to drink a lot, I would I drink the wrong alcohol and the cheap stuff, and I would inevitably have a headache the next day. I drank the more expensive stuff, and I wouldn't have a headache.
I know that with wine. If I drink a lower cost wine, it affects my feelings the next day far more than a premium wine does. But as I mentioned, you know, these THC drinks are really making a lot of headway for people as an alternative to alcohol. They're not drinking as much alcohol because they've got an alternative to this, and I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, and they're in the bar setting, so they're in a setting where they're used to having fun and, you know, loosening up a little bit, getting some kind of a buzz from the alcohol. So if there's a drink that has THC in it, it's perfect for them.
Yeah, I know in Louisiana, y'all's legislature and the Department of Health Services have really restricted the amount of THC that they allow in these drinks. For some reason, I'm thinking 5 milligrams is the most that you can have, which is kind of like drinking a beer for most people.
Yeah, that's right. So, J-Man, what's your favorite munchie when you get stoned?
I'm a Cheetos guy.
Yeah. All right. Got to clean those fingertips, though, right?
That's right. Not everybody with orange dust on their fingers are high, but most of them probably are.
All right. Jerry J-Man Joyner, the host of the TV show podcast Weed and Whiskey. Thanks for the information.
Thanks. Anytime.
All right. Bye-bye. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. All right, let's check in with Ian. I have a feeling that maybe we've gotten a few text messages in.
Yeah, we've gotten a few text messages in. Got a couple haters, a couple doubters out there in the audience. Somebody said, was Cheech not available? Can we get Cheech on to opine? Is he really non-biased? No, course he's not.
Of course he's not.
I'll tell you what I told Scoot. If you're trying to get a doctor, you know, doctors are not available with 30 seconds notice in the same way that Jerry J-Man Joyner, I knew he would be because we've talked to him before. But I got a couple requests out. We'll see if we can get somebody with a doctor.
If you're a doctor.
Went to medical school.
If you're a retired doctor or if you're a doctor and you want to give us your take on this, please call the show 504-260-1870.
Somebody said, my cat Scoot gets high.
No, I don't. I really don't. I mean, if I did, I would.
I think the texter is talking about their cat, whose name is Scoot.
Their cat gets high.
Don't get your cat high, man.
No,
not good for them.
Your cat or your dog. I mean, they're not doing it. I mean, they're not consenting to it.
They don't want that. Give them some catnip. There's a whole other type of herb for your cats. You don't need to be blowing smoke at your cat.
You know, the way I've seen cats act with catnip, it's tempting me to try it.
Don't.
It's bad?
Nah, I've tried it.
You did?
Well,
what happened?
I don't know. It tastes bad and done nothing happened.
Well, pot doesn't taste very
good. Here's a text message that says, Scoot, it doesn't matter if it actually causes people to get high. Smoking close to other people is polluting the air they need to breathe. And I thought the rationale for legalizing pot was for medical use and freedom.
No, it's also for recreational use. But look, why not have the same rules smoking pot, smoking cigarettes? I don't think somebody should be rude and smoke pot around anybody. But if you're at a concert and somebody lights up next to you, while that might not be the appropriate thing to do because you can't smoke cigarettes in that situation, you shouldn't be smoking pot. But, I mean, I've been in auditoriums or arenas where people are smoking around me and I mean, I don't find it to be that offensive, but again, that's me. But there should be the same rules with smoking pot or smoking cigarettes. If you can't smoke cigarettes there, you shouldn't smoke pot there.
I agree. Here's a text from James on the North Shore. What's up, James? He says, y'all ain't even mentioning vape THC because they can smoke that and no one would even know. For all others know, it would just be a nicotine vape.
Well, I think a lot of people do smoke vape. Smoke pot through vape.
Yeah. But
yeah,
you know,
you
should be careful with that because some of that aftermarket stuff is really, I mean, completely unregulated. You know, if you choose to enjoy cannabis through a vaporizer, you know, make sure that you're getting that from a company that's got a reputation that they care about upholding because there's a lot of stuff out there that's just full of junk and be really bad for you.
Good advice.
I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, all right, go light up a cigarette. In a restaurant or a store and see whether or not someone likes the smell because they were unlucky to be near to you enjoying a meal.
No, but I never said that you should be able to smoke pot everywhere. I never said you should be able to smoke pot in restaurants. You shouldn't be able to smoke pot anywhere where you can't smoke cigarettes. You know, if you can't smoke cigarettes there, you shouldn't smoke pot there. So, but walking down the street in public, I mean, that's where people smoke cigarettes. You know, there are people outside of our building here downtown on Poitras, and they go outside to smoke. Well, if you smoke pot, that's where you would go to smoke pot, not light up in the office. Nobody's talking about that.
I know I said that was the last one, but then I got two more that I think are kind of funny, and I'm going to read them. Here's one that says, there are edibles for pets, which is true. You know, you don't get your cat high by blowing smoke at it. You know, give them a little CBD puck or whatever. I mean, that is a thing, you know, a little tincture. Calm your pet down, or if they got arthritis or whatever, talk to your vet about it. There's all kind of cannabis products for pets.
So that would be regulated for pets. So they would tell you how much to use based on the weight of your pet.
Ask your vet about it. It's real. It is a real deal. And then here's here's a text that says, they're smoking with the cats. They're smoking with the dogs. Which I thought was very funny.
Yeah, all right.
All right, let's go.
If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, if you dare. What a great day. I mean, I just love this weather. It's beautiful. You know, back in the day, back in the 70s when this was kind of a new song, I'm in my house and I would love to listen to this and spark one up. I mean, I really would get the good stuff, too. I mean, the best stuff. But see, I'm at a point in my life where I don't have any desire to do that. Now, if that's something that you choose to do, that's cool. I'm not critical of anybody who smokes. In fact, you know, I don't expect to be a smoker if it's legal. It's just not something that, you know, fits where I am. I'm not really even drinking right now. I mean, I guess if you really come down to it, I'm pretty damn boring. But, you know, hey, it fits who I am, and I'm enjoying life and having a good time. But, back in the day, I smoked every day. And, you know, I used to even like to smoke when we went on a road trip, you know, because it was like great being just alone. I know you're not supposed to do that. Well, we didn't know that back then. You know, we know that now. But, getting a little stoned and going on a road trip was awesome. But it was a terrible thing to do. But those were the days when I was, you know, drinking and driving as well. So, you know, I am so fortunate that nothing ever happened to me, never got pulled over and never hurt anybody. I'm so fortunate that, man, I would never want to take that chance. So I recommend that you never take that chance of drinking or smoking and driving. Let's get to a few of your calls. We're talking about this bill in Ohio where the recreational use of marijuana is legal, but they're talking about banning smoking in public. But there are public places that would have the opportunity to say they want to allow smoking or not allow smoking. So it's kind of like with Ohio's cigarette ban. There are exceptions for outdoor patios and vape shops, and also hotel rooms can designate certain rooms for smoking. All right, let's go to Algiers. Monica, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good.
I was just calling to just talk to chat about what y'all were talking about because I smoke every day.
Okay.
I don't drink. I mean, I don't drink anymore, and I don't smoke and drive.
Okay.
I am always the designated driver because I don't drink. But by the time we leave somewhere, I'm not. You know, it's worn off because I just smoke. I'm old school, so I always.
But you're not.
Drink.
You're the designated driver because you don't drink, but you're not stoned.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good. That's good.
No,
do you like when you wake up in the morning? Do you light up, or do you do edibles?
I don't do edibles because edibles take time to kick in, and I'm just kind of an instant kind of person. I don't want to wait and be like, oh, how am I going to feel? And I'm old school. I've just always been, you know, a joint toker, really. And I guess it depends on the day because I do have cancer. So I do have an excuse if anybody comes at me, but I'm doing great. I can't complain. But if I can't eat or if I'm nauseous, it depends on the day of how I'm feeling, whether I smoke or not in the morning.
Right. How's your battle with cancer?
Depending if I have anything to go on, I'm not going to smoke and then go to a doctor's appointment, obviously.
Yeah.
I just won't eat if I can't eat.
So,
I'm doing amazing.
The smoking, it helps with your cancer treatment?
I honestly feel like it does. I mean, it helps me with side effects and with, you know, feeling better.
Yeah.
It really does. And I'm not a lazy person. I'm productive every day. I volunteer. Hmm. I foster pets. I rescue. I'm out there. I pay my taxes. I do what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. And I'm not a bad person.
That's
and people,
cool.
They always think, oh, you know, you're just sitting around playing video games and, you know, being lazy and... You know, yeah. And it's like, no, that's not true. Just like the last.
I mean, isn't there
J-Man? You know,
isn't there a lot of stuff out there? A lot of strains out there, unlike what I was doing it years ago. But aren't there strains out there that can make you relax, and others that make you very active?
Yes, and we just came back from San Diego. My husband's from San Diego, and literally we walked into a dispensary and I was just like, I have no idea what's happening. Just give me a joint. Like what's happening?
Really?
But yeah, you can get stuff that you can just say, you tick off your ailments. What's going on? What do you need? And you know, anxiety or back pain or, you know, whatever things you have going on. Now, as far as smoking in public, I smell it all over the city. I don't think it's okay to smoke where, you know, you shouldn't be smoking. Like you said, I agree. Like as far as cigarettes go, I don't like the smell of cigarettes. So I can get why, you know, some people don't like the smell of marijuana. I love it. I can't stand the smell of cigarettes. It gives me a headache. It makes me feel nauseous, even being around it. So I feel the same way. You shouldn't smoke, you know, marijuana anywhere mm-hmm. that's going to bother somebody. Be respectful.
Monica, you know? Are there strains or does smoking marijuana make you randy?
Make you a what?
Randy. You know, from Austin Powers, you know, put you in the mood. I'm Randy, baby. You know, they use the word Randy to describe, you know, in the mood.
Oh, I haven't seen that one in so long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it make you randy?
That's a good question. You'd have to ask J-Man that one.
Well, how about you? What about you personally? Does it,
put me in the mood get busy?
No, does it make you, to get busy, get randy, get busy, yeah. Make you randy?
I don't know really. I mean, okay. I'm a smoker all the time, so I really couldn't answer that one. I mean, yeah, I'm an everyday smoker.
Yeah. Well, what about your husband? Does he smoke?
He does not smoke. No, okay. He does not smoke.
Does he find you to be irritating because you smoke, or does he like you when you're a little stoned?
He doesn't mind. It just, I'll get more talkative and just, okay, let's do this. I get very active. I'm like, all right, let's go and let's do this and let's build this.
See,
and you know, I'm just like, let's go.
You know, back in the day when I was smoking a lot of pot, it was like, oh man, I'm like so relaxed and just hanging out, and man, oh God, did you just see the play in that game? I mean, that ball must have been 10,000 feet in the air, man. It was like awesome. And I remember once being stoned on the streetcar. It's like, man, I think we're going like 80 miles an hour.
I remember getting stoned one time, and I was in homeroom, and literally I looked at the guy next to me and I said, what time is it? And he's like, it's 8:05. And I'm like, okay. And then, like, whatever time passed, and I looked at him and said, what time is it? He's like, it's 8:07. And I'm like, oh, my God, why did I smoke before I came to school? This day's going to go on forever.
Oh, my God, I know.
And I never smoked again before going to school because I'm like, the day goes by, you know, it's a long day when you're in school. Yeah. And I was like, no, that was not a good idea to smoke.
What's your favorite munchie?
Oh, my goodness. My favorite munchie, I would say, would have to be, like, you know, a brownie and some milk.
Yeah, see, I would want sweets.
A little cookie, you know, just one or two cookies and some milk. I don't go overboard.
Yeah.
I don't sit there and eat the whole bag of chips or the whole pan of brownies. I do not do that. I have to save it because the next night I'm going to be wanting the brownie and I'm not going to have it if I eat it all in one sitting. So,
well, Monica,
that's not very healthy.
And
anyway.
I'm glad you're doing okay, and I'm glad it's helping with your cancer.
I'm
and best
great.
Of luck with best of luck with that fight.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Appreciate it. You have a good one.
Listen, I appreciate you listening. If you're on hold, hang on. You want to join us with a comment this afternoon. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So if anybody's a doctor and you want to talk about this, is the THC in secondhand marijuana smoke strong enough to get somebody a contact high? If you're around somebody smoking, could you actually get high? I mean, I know it's possible. How probable is that? And I also think, and I've talked to a doctor about this on the air too, it's very unlikely that you're going to ever test positive for marijuana, even being around people that smoke. But again, how close are you to these people? I mean, if you don't like the smell, and if you're not smoking, can't you get away from them? Because I know a lot of people do complain about the smell. Yeah, I was walking downtown, man, these people were smoking, and man, I hate the smell of marijuana. Well, you know, we've all been in an elevator with a woman who, well, let's say the bottle of perfume cost $35, and she's wearing about $30 worth of it at the time. You know, that stinks too. So there's no guarantee that we're not going to smell things that we don't like. So, you know, I wouldn't have a problem, even though I'm a non-smoker, I wouldn't have a problem smelling marijuana in public, and I don't have a problem doing that. I think that there are people who still want to just, you know, shut that down. They don't want marijuana to be legal, so they certainly don't want to see it, and they think that it should be done in private. All right, we're going to continue to talk about this. We'll get to your calls coming up. Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text, 504-260-1870. All right, so how much does people smoking marijuana in public bother you? Whether it's at a concert or, you know, you're walking down the street. Is it worse than cigarette smoking? Look, I think people should be as courteous with pot smoke as they are with cigarette smoke. But there are places where you can smoke outside and nobody's going to be around. And, you know, you should be able to get far enough away from people to where you're not going to, you know, get high from the secondhand smoke. All right, we got to get to some calls, but Jimmy's got something for us from Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, Scoot?
A little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Hey, look, I got no problem with, Kyle Turley, actually, a former Saints player, he did a video on Dr. Phil, actually, talking about how no one's actually died from cannabis. I think there's worse things out there. High fructose corn syrup. I like sugar. I don't know what the deal is with the vapes, but whatever's in them, I mean, it seems like I see these people hitting them, and they're like hitting them like every 20 seconds. Yeah. So it's either very addictive, and let's hope it's safe for them. But you know, whatever's in there is very addictive because if they're not talking to you, they're hitting it. Yeah. But I wanted to ask if you're going to the Gary Numan concert tonight. And, you know, some people joke about him not only having that one hit Cars. Maybe Ian can cue that up later, but he's had an extensive career and he's playing tonight at the House of Blues. I wanted to get your take on that. And yeah, look, I'm all on board with the Pelicans bandwagon tomorrow night. It's the first home game and I'm hoping to go to some games this year. I know the Saints are a dumpster fire and I really do believe Zion's ready to step up. Joe Dumars, the new GM, told him, look, it's time to man up. Yep. Physically he's in shape and, let's just hope he stays healthy. But yeah, are you going to Gary Numan tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm going to Portland tomorrow, and plus I've got something else going on in my life personally that I am I'm dealing with that is very, very difficult right now, and I'm not gonna I'm not. I've got things to attend to, and I just couldn't go to a concert. Let's go to Kenner. Antonio, you're on WWL.
Yeah, man. My first time caller, Scooter.
Oh, hang on, dude, man. We got to give you some treatment.
You made it a long time.
And I appreciate you listening, and I'm glad you finally decided to call in. What's going on, Antonio?
Yeah, man, I got a few back when, in the morning, you know?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Dude, we're going to talk about marijuana, man. I've been smoking that shit for a long time.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, don't call it that, the S word, you know. But I appreciate the call, Antonio. You know, as much as we would love to be able to have those kind of conversations, we can't. Some of you heard that, and we apologize for that. We don't control what other people say, but we were able to dump it off of a broadcast. Let's go downtown. Elwin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, let me tell you a story, man. One day, me and my cousin was, I went by my cousin's house, and we was going across the river by some women, man, and I used to suffer with migraines all the time. My older sister used to come to school and get me out of school because the migraines were so bad. So one day my cousin was driving along. I went by my cousin's house and we went by some women's houses and he lit up this thing in the car. And I asked him, well, let me have a hit of that. And it was marijuana. And so it kind of like took my migraines away, because I used to suffer with them all the time. But now I don't suffer with them. Now I don't suffer with them at all, because, I mean, I suffer with them every once in a while, but I don't, you know, it's not like no everyday thing. It's not like when I was in school.
So the marijuana seemed to help your migraine headaches?
Yes. It kind of slowed it down a lot. And after that, I started smoking pot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I got the medical marijuana now.
Okay.
So the cops can't do me anything. Yeah.
So, it's helping you. You find yourself to be a productive person.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get up every morning. I do my exercises every morning, you know, because I had a knee replacement done, and so it makes me feel like I'm putting in more exercise than I used to put in. And, you know, and it's giving me, you know, some strength in the legs. And it's giving me some, you know, because the doctor told me, look, we can't prescribe you marijuana pills.
Yeah.
He said, what we can do, we can give you the marijuana, you know, the legal marijuana, the medical marijuana.
Well, Elwin, so I'm glad that's helped you. You sound productive to me, and, you know, as long as it's, helping you. I mean, a lot of people use it for medicinal purposes, but a lot of people, because it's basically decriminalized here, a lot of people are just smoking. We're going to continue this conversation. We'll get back to more of your calls. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2020, country music star Jerry Jeff Walker died from throat cancer at the age of 78. And we're doing the song. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, we got this all lined up, okay. Yeah, Jerry Jeff Walker died on this day in 2020 at the age of 78, had throat cancer, and I love this song. He got drunk in New Orleans, got thrown in jail, and he met a guy named Mr. Bojangles in jail, and he wrote this song about him. Listen. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll continue this conversation. Plus, we've got a few more things to bring up in the next hour. Today is Weird Al Yankovic's birthday, so we're going to play some Weird Al Yankovic songs as our bumper music in the next hour. And, man, that guy is so creative. He did some really funny stuff. So it'll be a fun hour coming up in the next hour. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2016. On this day in 2016, the lead singer of Dead or Alive died of a heart attack at the age of 57. His name was Pete Burns. And Pete apparently had 300 plastic surgeries throughout his life.
No,
and he still looked bad.
Brah.
I mean, really? I mean, we were constantly asking the question, dead or alive? Well, you know, as of 2016, the answer was dead. Pete Burns. I mean, who knows what this guy, did? And all those plastic surgeries, you know, that stuff. That stuff isn't to go overboard with that. That's not good for you. And dying at 57 is really young. Also coming up in the next hour, it's a very familiar name to many of you who are from New Orleans and are familiar with radio. But I'll tell you the person that introduced me to marijuana. And I was 25 years old. Yeah, I mean, I was not some teen smoker. I mean, I didn't smoke my first joint until I was 25. I mean, that's an indication of what kind of nerd I was in the past. But again, I don't smoke now. If it were legal, I wouldn't smoke. It's just not for me. But it is a big topic of discussion around the country. We'll be right back on WWL.